like to call January 8th town council meeting. First order of business, if everyone would please silence your cell phones. Next item, I'll explain B and C together. And B will rise to the Pledge of Allegiance, and C will be invocation. If you wish to leave or whatever during the invocation, you may, and Chief Shiflett will get you and bring you back in. After the Pledge of Allegiance, Ms. Ogden will lead us in the invocation. So if you'll all rise, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for this evening. I thank you for the fact that we've come together and do the town's business. Lord, I ask that you would give us clarity, give us wisdom, give us discernment, and let us know what you want us to do for this town. It's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen.
Okay. Next item is a presentation. Chief Shiflett, can you step forward and explain what's going on here?
First of all, I want to thank you guys for allowing us to use interns. This summer, we were very fortunate to have a young lady who's here tonight with her mom. And last year, we had another intern, Maddie was super cool. She helped out the town hall side of things. This year, we were very fortunate. And by the grace of God, we had Katie show up. Katie was very instrumental in helping us get a major, major project that I see as probably my biggest accomplishment so far, but as far as what we have done here in this department. And if it hadn't been for this young lady, we'd still be working on it. But it's a long, drug-out process that takes a long time when you're starting from scratch, and that's what we did. We went through the whole policy, procedure manual, start to finish, and they were way behind. We had a policy manual, it was probably about yay thick, which now is probably like that thick. But she came in and I explained to her exactly what we had to do. And I asked her, I said, is this something that you're interested in doing? Because this is going to be some tiring, sometimes boring work ahead of us. And she came in and she took the project on, and she and I worked well together. She worked with the other officers. We gathered input from everybody in our department, and she just did a wonderful job. I can't thank her enough for being here this past summer, and I think she actually enjoyed it too. So I'll let her explain her side. She got to see how our department operates, and she got to see all the different aspects of what we do, and doing policy procedure, you go through the whole entire department. From the administrative side to the daily duties. And something that I knew I had to do when I got here was put on my plate that it had to be done. And obviously, as a chief, that's your responsibility to make sure these things are being followed. And I have to say that right now, I feel really good about where we're at. And Mr. Berry is currently going through every one of them to make sure all I's are dotted and T's are crossed. So hopefully, the next 4, 5, 6 months, however long it is, we'll start implementing all those in and making sure they're up to date, with the guys, and they'll sign off on everything. So that's been done. And again, it would not have been possible to get it done as quick as we did if it hadn't been for this young lady sitting right here. So we would like to give you a little something here. I'll give you a chance to talk. And she's a Virginia Tech student too, so she, me and her kind of went back and forth.
I'm still over here so they can photograph this.
Being a Virginia.
That makes it interesting.
It did.
A certificate of appreciation. The chief said that you really should have this. So signed by me and given to you, okay?
You got to go at it.
Thank you.
We could tell you were an asset to the team. No question. Because with his text method, he'd have still been here 3 years from now. So, all right, Ms. Carter, do we have any comments?
No, sir.
Okay. Next item is the consent agenda. We all have a corrected copy on our desk, and the two items are highlighted. That were corrected when the minutes were sent out. Does anybody have anything else? If not, I will accept the motion to accept the minutes as presented today.
I make a motion that we accept the minutes as amended and presented at this meeting.
I have a motion. I have a second.
Second.
I have a second from Ms. Ogden. Any further discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? 4-0-1 or 4-1, we'll have them figure it out. 4 here, 1 absent.
I didn't even notice that.
You're right, thank you.
All righty then. Okay, next we have the staff reports attached. Are there any questions for reference any of the staff reports? No question. Committee reports. Ms. Carter?
No meeting, nothing to report.
Ms. Ogden?
No meeting,
Mr. Bunch, I know that Ms. Carter has talked to you about something. Is it you just want to report it or defer it to her when?
I would just defer it.
Okay.
If you don't
mind. No,
no. Sure. Yeah. Oh, I don't mind.
It was
then.
A little thing.
Okay. Next item, the Planning Commission. Minutes were on our place here. Did anybody have any questions regarding that? We'll move on to the IDA. In the IDA, they voted for the chairman and vice chairman. Pretty much in the first year where they set up their chairman and vice chairman. That's about it.
Yeah, well, the only other thing is because we are beginning to have conversations about strategic planning, what they would like to be taking on. With the income from the Atlantic Coast Pipeline Dominion lease, it is time to do some improvements to the park and consider what would be the best way to make improvements in the park and throughout town. So we're really starting to think strategically about that, and they have asked staff to develop a prioritized list with some cost estimates for those projects for the park and town to make improvements and to be wise stewards of that money that's coming in. So at this point, we have received $100,000 from that lease. So, and it will be $75,000 quarterly until they're gone. So at this point, the IDA fund is $350,000.
Okay.
The Robert E. Lee Soil and Water, those minutes were in our packet that was sent.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna, since we're all going, kind of working off our table, I'm gonna go ahead and take a jump right here to the meeting schedule for this year. The only thing in the meeting schedule, in November, the meeting date that is set is on the Wednesday the 11th, which is a holiday, is Veterans Day. I am presenting to council that we just move that one day to the 12th, Thursday the 12th. And not then, you know, we'll have to bring staff in. And,
right, because they have the day off on
and
that
plus
day.
Plus they have the day off on yeah. that day, and so everything's closed. So I will ask for a motion to move the November meeting from the 11th to the 12th of 2020.
I'll make that motion to move the meeting of right now, November 11th, to Thursday, November 12th.
Second.
I have a motion from Ms. Carter, a second from Mr. Bunch. Is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? 4-0-1. All right. Moving right along. Discussion items. Ms. Carter, the VA MWA resolution.
Yes, sir. This is, of course, the beginning of the General Assembly session, and we are anticipating a very active session. The number of bills that have been filed is considerably higher than what we normally see even in a long session. So typical number of bills for a long session filed would have been around 600. There's so far 900 bills that have been filed. Lots of activity, of course, that council has heard about in the news regarding things like gun legislation. But some of the things that are getting a lot less news coverage than gun legislation and the budget is some of the environmental considerations that are going through. So one of the things that has, of course, been a long-term effort on the part of the state and localities and different agencies has been improving the Chesapeake Bay. And this, of course, is a multi-state compact. And lots of energy been put towards this. We exist, our wastewater treatment plant exists under a set of regulations that ultimately are focused on water quality downstream of us, all the way to the bay. And one of the things that has been brought up as we are looking at continuing to make progress on the bay is the state is now making noises about changing the regulations mid-evaluation period. So there is this set of standards, and we, across the board, wastewater treatment plants, the state altogether as a whole, is all on track. But there's been this modeling that's been done that shows in 2025 that somehow all the progress we've been continuing to make, they're showing this more recent model, oh, that's going to change in 2025, and we're going to show a spike. And nobody can explain why this is showing it, but they're going, oh, well, in anticipation of that, we want to bring the standards even higher, so that you have to meet this greater level of accountability. And so all the municipal VAMWAs, the municipal wastewater agencies, and this is our association, and we are all asking our councils or boards to adopt this resolution to essentially say, we've already expended the money, we're already meeting your standards, every piece of data we have is showing that we are going to track with where we're supposed to be at our next Chesapeake Bay measure in the multi-state compact. This is inappropriate midstream for you to change the standard on us. Because I think we're all committed to the idea that if we weren't meeting the standard, there would be good reason to do that. But we are all meeting the standard, and the overall numbers that are coming out in the bay show we're all meeting the standard. So the modeling is even showing it, and then the numbers are showing it. So I'm just asking council to adopt this resolution that essentially says, we're doing our part. You should not be changing on us in the middle of this. We need to get to the next time frame that you had said we were going to.
Not change the rules midstream.
Not change the rules midstream. We've spent a lot of money to meet those standards.
What is the time frame from test to test?
So most of your tests you're doing are monthly, but in terms of the time frame of the evaluation for the bay, It's usually about like 5 to 7 years that they do the next set of evaluations. And so this, it's about a 30-year plan. And so there's benchmarks, like the last big set of benchmarks was around 2015. And so you've got these benchmarks that you're meeting that are mid-time benchmarks and then the next large set of them. And Virginia's meeting, the one area that we're not meeting the overall benchmark because they've got it divided out is agriculture. It's not anything to do with wastewater, it's ag. But even with ag not meeting its benchmark, still Virginia is meeting its overall percentage reduction. So there's no good reason why we're sitting here in the not even at our midpoint in this cycle looking at changing something. That's why we're going, where is this? We can't even figure out where it's coming from, but it's coming out of DEQ, and some of the environmental groups are pushing this. And the concern on the part of wastewater agencies is with a big environmental push this year and a very busy General Assembly session, that this is the kind of thing that could get approved without anybody paying any attention to it and cost millions of dollars for us all to comply with.
All right. We have a motion to set the resolution forward on the General Assembly.
I'll make that motion.
A motion from Ms. Ogden, and a second.
A second.
A second from Ms. Clark. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? 4-0-1. We skipped number two because we've already taken care of it. Number three, Ms. Carter, the authorized the expenditure for the filter. That's what I had spoke to Mr. Bunch, and he deferred it to you.
Mm-hmm. So I did check in with the Utilities Committee on this to see if they wanted to have a meeting on it and sent them the information. As we are moving forward with the water treatment plant improvement project, we have four filters. Two of them are circa 1950s, two of them are 1990s. One of the things that our engineer is trying to figure out is what can be reused with those filters, what level of replacement versus reuse. And as we've gone through the process, he's come and looked at them. They've done lots of measurements. There's some questions about the construction, particularly of two of the filters. And we don't have good records for those two older filters of what exactly the components are in the bottom of it. So this is an inspection that would be done by the manufacturer to come in, figure out exactly what we've got, and then what they would warranty as we move forward with the improvement. So we're just asking for the expenditure for the inspection. It is $8,945. They're going to have two people on site for 2 days, and then we will get a warranty of whatever they're saying can remain. We feel like this is an expense that's necessary to the project and that it's really on us because we're the ones that lack the records. Of course, which is not surprising since it's from like 1950 something, and the life cycle of one of these filters is really considered to be around 25 years. So we are way past when anybody thought these were still going to be in everyday use. So we want to go ahead and get that done so we can keep the water treatment plant improvement project going. We have received our 35% engineered drawings this week, so we are continuing the review process with that and the engineering on the project.
We have a motion to authorize the expenditure.
I will make that motion.
A motion from Mr. Bunch. We have a second.
I'll second it.
A second from Ms. Clinton. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Carried 4-0-1. Next item on the agenda is the an update to the electronic use policy.
Yes, sir. This is really just adds one line to the electronic use policy that council adopted earlier this year. And this just says that access to council members' official town email boxes shall be maintained by the town manager for the purpose of responding to FOIA requests. So this is something that, you know, I just, on my Outlook, would have the ability to search into council members' emails when those requests are made so that we can answer those without having to circle back around and ask council members to do that themselves. It keeps us uniform so that everything is searched the same way across every member and we're doing it quickly and responsively to those requests. And this is fairly common practice. Most local governments, there is someone on staff who has access to official mailboxes.
With that, I will ask for a motion to accept the updated electronic use policy.
I'll make a motion to accept the electronic use policy.
Motion from Ms. Ogden. We have a second.
Second.
Second from Ms. Carton. Is there any discussion? No discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
I'm recusing myself, please.
That abstention, yeah.
I feel like I have a conflict of interest with this vote, so I'd like to just recuse myself this time. I don't know if that's proper or not. I don't know.
Okay. I think that would be probably an extension.
Oh, well, I mean, Mr. Berry, would we need to have a statement of what the conflict is? Normally, if we say we have a conflict, we would state what the conflict is, or because it's a financial interest?
It might be preferable just to do an extension.
I'm waiting on information, so I okay, just would like to remove myself at this point.
Well, that would be,
oh, no,
that
no
would
finance.
Be an extension then.
That would be an
extension.
Thank you.
So we're 4011. 3011, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. See, I thought he showed up too. All right, next is the amendment to the comprehensive plan for the conservation easement. Mr. McCormick has asked for a second 30-day. I know him and Ms. Carter have not been able to get in touch with each other to sit down to discuss, especially Mr. Bunch's suggestion and what I think everybody else had. And I know Councilman Watts really wanted to be involved in this also, which he couldn't. So I will take this on a consensus that we will give one more 30-day to the February meeting for Mr. McCormick and Ms. Carter then to get together. Okay. Mr. Berry, coming to you on the Comcast franchise agreement.
We've had a little flurry of activity on that recently. I can't remember the exact month when it was first brought, and I think the Tuesday before the Wednesday night meeting when we reviewed the first time, Comcast sent us a memo, and I did some quick research, and there had been a State Corporation Commission finding in a particular case. So I researched that and reached out to several governmental agencies around the area that were looking at these franchises. And what it all boils down to is how the franchise is interpreted as far as a tax benefit for Comcast in providing free services. I just received, Ms. Carter forwarded me an email from Matt Schiffenheimer. Schiffenmiller, I think it's it. I reached out to him today, but they have satisfied my queries on that. The numbers are not significant. I think Mr. Conrad would base some of his numbers on possibly what might have been in the city of Richmond where Mr. Conrad practices. So I feel comfortable going forward with this franchise agreement. It's a good time for us to update and for Comcast to come in and be patient. As we've been patient, just trying to get to the bottom of some of the particulars.
So we need to set a public hearing for this?
No, actually, the way this one is, it's not an ordinance. This one is just an agreement, is what Comcast has said they're satisfied with. It's apparently because APCO, you had to do that one as an actual ordinance because it's a power company and it's more exclusive and it's regulated more tightly by the SEC than this one is. So this one you can really just move forward with.
And vote. Okay, so based, Mr. Berry, based on your opinion, which we had thrown this in your court, because we've actually been sitting on this and pushing it back for several months now. Your advice to council is to go ahead and bring this to a vote tonight.
Yes, sir.
And along with the franchise agreement. Okay?
I've got questions, but I'll wait.
Okay, we'll get a motion and then a second, and then we'll bring the questions up. So if I can have a motion at this point to accept the Comcast franchise agreement.
I'll make the motion.
I have a motion for Mr. Bunch. We have a second. I have a second from Ms. Ogden. Okay, Ms. Carter?
Mr. Berry, if you could clarify for me, I was reading Mr. Conrad's letter, and it brought to light some interesting information of what the FCC is starting to bring about as far as regulations and the 5% that they pay back to the town and whatnot. And then they have this franchise fee, and they have these in-kind benefits. That was really sounds kind of gray area, kind of murky to me, which set me off. We're like, I don't know if I want to do this.
Well,
so can you describe that more to me in detail, please?
In our particular situation, the in-kind benefit is, I believe, seven drops, seven locations for the town. I can't recall whether it's the schools and the town shop and a couple other areas. So Mr. Conrad's concern was, well, what if they're charging or they're writing off X amount of dollars and we're only getting paid, we're getting paid less than that. So they get the benefit of a higher rate
right.
than what we're actually receiving. Based on the numbers, that doesn't seem to be something that we need to concern ourselves with. The real issue is whether or not the State Corporation Commission is going to step in and say, you can't do any of that. My original concern was, were we circumventing the court case before the State Corporation Commission? I didn't want us to accept that type of an arrangement when, you know, it was illegal to do. Well, it is not, and part of the explanation by Matt Steifenheimer with Comcast is that if things change with the SEC and with their determination and the appeals, then they will, there's arrangements inside the contract that allow them to change that or us to option out, make different options for that particular situation.
So we have a way out.
Yes,
if,
we do.
Okay.
Yes, we do.
If we find that it's not stacking positively
that's
towards
right.
the town, we can get out and break the agreement.
That's exactly
okay.
right.
Yeah. Any further questions? You have anything further?
I have a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't laugh, because that's a serious. Are they in charge of the wires that hang on the poles and boxes?
What?
The maintenance of it? I mean, the town, does the town have any say? I mean, am I correct to say they do have boxes and cables that hang on the utility poles?
I don't know if they have boxes.
Well, there are, and they have been. I mean, who's in charge of the upkeep of their equipment?
Whoever owns those particular lines. So there are some lines that are Comcast lines, there are some lines that are telephone lines. I mean, there's different owners to different wires that are going through town.
Correct. And if Comcast owns the wires, who maintains those wires?
Comcast. Okay.
Are you allowed to make requests to them to repair or give attention to something that may not look right? Or
yes, in fact, I mean, in fact, that's something I've done. I've sent them pictures and said, I mean, there was at one point because they had been doing some work and there were some wires that were left wrapped on a pole, and then I don't know how they ended up on the ground. I mean, I sent Comcast a picture of that and said, here's a place that we've got an issue, and I sent them a picture of another location that there was still wires hanging on a pole. And so, I mean, there are things like that that I have sent them pictures of, and they came through town because I sent them the address ranges and the pictures of the areas where there were wires, and they came through town and took care of all of their issues that they had. The remaining issues that I had taken pictures of were not their wires.
Okay.
So they said one of them were private wires or another
right.
telephone company or, you know, so.
But do you, I guess I'm trying to clarify this for myself, and I probably need to read all of it, but if there's a problem like that, they are responsible. If you cannot contact them, what's the turnaround? Do they just do it when they feel like it, or is it
We have no... I mean, in terms of demanding that they take care of something like that immediately, I mean, we have no say over them
right.
in that regard.
What's the usual turnaround?
I think it rather depends on how serious the issue is. I mean, obviously, when there's a very serious issue, whether it's the power company or Comcast or telephone company, I mean, if there's a health, safety, welfare issue, they're very quick. If it's an aesthetic issue, that's obviously not as critical to them.
I mean, it's a customer-based operation, so they're going to, in order for them to keep a good, you know, PR, that I expect them to be fairly responsible.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No further questions. We've had a motion and a second. All those in favor of the agreement, say aye.
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 All those opposed? 4-0-1. All right, next item, we'll roll from staff. Chief, you have anything else further?
The Christmas parade was a success.
only one incident for law enforcement side of things. I think it worked very smoothly. Ms. Carter, awesome job on her end. It turned out great. Our toy drive ended with a huge success this year. We superseded what we did last year. We were able to, and I think it's only 30 additional families this year. So it turned out great. So for you guys that helped out with everything, appreciate it. That's really all I have, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Ms. Tracy.
Auditors were here in December. As far as I know, as of right now, they said everything looked fine, no things to report, or any other issues that need to be taken care of. I'm not sure when we'll get their final report. They're still wrapping up things from the office side of that. And other than that, that's about it.
Mr. Charles.
No, sir. Great.
All righty. Let's go down here. Mr. Garrett.
Nothing at this time, sir.
Ms. Baker.
Nothing at this time.
Mr. Buddy?
No, sir.
My mind went blank. Mr. Fred? Is that right? No? Wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
right.
You're right. Okay, you were shaking your head, so I didn't know whether I blew your name or not. But I mean, okay, we got it.
I don't have
any. All right. Ms. Vicki?
No, sir.
Just want to make sure council, and I've reported this to you in your weekly report, but really want to make sure council's very aware we are at the point where we have put out everything to bid for the sewer slip lining project. We have started getting phone calls. I actually had a phone call from a contractor before the meeting. He was saying he's going to try to be here on the 24th for the pre-bid. So that is a big project that is finally really coming to fruition. Once that gets started in whole, so we'll probably in February be asking you to award a bid. Once that gets started in whole, where it's going to be a wild time. I think everybody's going to be all kinds of busy once that happens. And then at the same time, we have received the 35% drawings for the water treatment plant. So this is going to be an extraordinarily busy year. It is, you know, just managing those two projects along with just the day-to-day operations. It's going to be an all-hands-on-deck kind of year. Ms. Hunt and I were looking at what Comcast had sent, and it's a resolution. If you wouldn't mind, Mr. Mayor, could you go back and just get a roll call vote on the adoption of the resolution for us, please?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Sure will. I missed that. So we will go with a roll call. Mr. Bunch?
Yes.
Ms. Carton?
Aye.
R. She's a pirate.
Okay. She's a pirate.
Ms. Ogden?
Aye.
And Ms. Wheaton? Okay. The roll call vote is 3-1 pirate.
Where did you vacation?
All right. Last staff, Mr. Barry, and one thing I'd like to ask you is, Mr. Barry, we asked last month for you to research these policies coming up on the second amendment. I'd like to know where you're at.
I brought a package tonight for everybody. I'm sorry to get in the mail earlier.
Okay.
I have the card has forwarded me a couple samples from the town of Alta Vista. We did a poll, ran in different jurisdictions, everywhere from receiving sending a letter from the council to the counties. Your own independent resolution. So I have samples, and I think everybody should just take a few minutes and look at those, and then give me a call, or Ms. Carter a call. It's I know Lynchburg's having a big meeting Friday night, so there's a lot of information out there. You know, I attached two Virginia statutes that address some of the issues surrounding motions, resolutions, and, you know, the authority of localities to pass those types of.
Okay, so I guess we can take our packages, and then that would give us time, everybody, to evaluate. We can send, unless Ms. Carter has an objection, if we have corrections or something like that or something else we'd like to see, we can just forward it through you, who can relay it to Mr. Barry, and maybe February, after you get all this from us, we can have a final work product to pack it where we will have all reviewed it and we will move from there.
and I include...
At the February meeting, yes, ma'am.
But we should probably have a deadline to get it to Ms. Carter, should we not?
Our
yeah.
questions and
we
stuff,
need to,
yes.
If it's fine with council, what I'll do is, you know, as we look at the packets, I don't have it either. So once Mr. Berry's disseminated that, I think what we'll do is I'll kind of elicit some questions and responses. You know, for example, you know, I had forwarded him Town of Alta Vista because I really like the fact that what essentially they're doing is saying, you know, yes, we're independent, but we're also working in concert with the county. And so I mean, we'll talk about which approach you want to go, and I'll probably just send you a list of questions, kind of pick one from the menu.
Mm-hmm.
So that I can start to get some feedback from council and know kind of a direction you might want to go and prepare that for you for next time.
And I did include the County of Amherst's resolution. So
is that from the email?
I've got it. I'm a handout.
Okay.
I have one other thing, Mayor, if you don't mind.
Yes, sir.
Katie. Let me tell you something. That girl's put me back through law school on the chief's policies and procedures. And I actually made copies of that for some of my primer and some things I've been working on. So thank you.
You're welcome.
What a wonderful job she is. I know the chief has paid her homage, but she really got into that stuff. And, I can't say I've checked every statute that you've cited, but the ones I have checked, she's been point on. And great. So I'm getting closer. Thank you, Katie. Great
welcome.
Job.
Is it anything else?
No,
Mr. Berry, that takes care of it. Okay. All right, we look forward to seeing your final work product at the February meeting. Matters from council, Ms. Wheaton.
Yes. Speaking of water, I have a question regarding the fire hydrants, plugs, I guess they're called. When was the last time they were tested? Or how often are they tested? I don't know who's in charge of that. Are we in charge of that, meaning council, or is there a committee?
That would be a staff.
We have a regular rotation, and we work in conjunction with the fire department and our maintenance department to make sure that hydrants are maintained and also flushed periodically.
How long? When was the last? I'd like to know how it's done. I mean, is it subdivision this month, the next subdivision?
It's on a regular rotation, and staff has, I mean, there's a set of standards, and we meet those standards.
May I see a copy of one of them, when the last time it was done?
I mean, I'd be happy to handle that as a FOIA request for you,
okay.
Just like I would any other citizen.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else, Ms.
Wheaton? Oh, no, sir.
Ms. Ogden?
Not this
time. And Mr. Bunch.
No, sir.
Do we have any comments outside Ms. Carter?
No, we did not. No one signed up.
Okay. With that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. I have a motion from Ms. Ogden, a second from you. Mr. Bunch, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? 4-0. Thank you.